In March 2015, on a crisp spring morning, I received a letter from the executor of a distant relative's will, informing me that I was one of the beneficiaries. My relative, who at this stage remained nameless, was an archaeologist who moved to the Middle East in the 1970s for reasons that were never particularly clear. A few weeks after I received the lawyer's missive, a crate arrived from Iran containing old books in both Persian and English. But at the bottom of the crate, I found a sealed leather box. When I opened the mysterious receptacle, the first thing I saw was a handwritten note that simply said, "Be careful to whom you tell your secrets." Beneath the note were yellowed, handwritten pages, and as I began to read them, I realized I had the original manuscript of something so rare and precious, it would change my life forever. In March 2015, on a crisp spring morning, I received a letter from the executor of a distant relative's will, informing me that I was one of the beneficiaries. My relative, who at this stage remained nameless, was an archaeologist who moved to the Middle East in the 1970s for reasons that were never particularly clear. A few weeks after I received the lawyer's missive, a crate arrived from Iran containing old books in both Persian and English. But at the bottom of the crate, I found a sealed leather box. When I opened the mysterious receptacle, the first thing I saw was a handwritten note that simply said, "Be careful to whom you tell your secrets." Beneath the note were yellowed, handwritten pages, and as I began to read them, I realized I had the original manuscript of something so rare and precious, it would change my life forever.